UTC's percussion ensemble has thrilled audiences for 10 years during its Beat Hunger Fall Concert, benefiting the Chattanooga Community Kitchen. It's hard to believe just what item outside drums and cymbals can be used percussively to create music. If you've attended UTC's percussion ensemble concert, then you know what to expect. But if you haven't, then you need to hear and see for yourself. Dr. Monty Coulter is the director of UTC's percussion ensemble.
I got the idea, I don't even know, 10 or 11 years ago, to make the fall semester percussion ensemble performance a benefit for the Chattanooga Community Kitchen. And maybe try to help do something about these people who have no home and nothing to eat. You know, I've never been hungry. You know, I'm a lucky guy. So are you. We're not hungry. We open up the cabinet and we get what we want there. And when that's empty, we go to the store, we get some more. So Beat Hunger is, you know, it's really one of those amazing situations where everybody wins. I had kind of an identity crisis about it the first couple of years because the audience got bigger and bigger and bigger, started growing. I thought, wait a minute. Everybody wins. The ensemble gets a larger audience, which is a more realistic performance experience for them. The audience gets to see a great concert, and a whole lot of people get food and money to support the community kitchen, and there's no loser. Everybody wins. And so it has grown and grown and grown and grown.
Do you have any idea how many pounds of food you think that...
I think probably nobody knows mm-hmm. how many pounds. You know, the community kitchen shows up, and that's our agreement. They show up, they take the money, they take the food. I don't see it, I don't deal with it. But I do see them hauling it away. And by the end of the concert, it's not gone. I mean, they come in with these large cardboard cans that are almost as tall as a person. And they're 2.5-3 feet across, and they're full. People don't just bring two non-perishable food items. I have students who play in the ensemble who don't have to bring anything, and they come in with boxes and bags of groceries, and it's just so cool.
Tell me about the UTC Percussion Ensemble.
Percussion Ensemble is what musicians would call chamber music. And chamber music, the connotation is that it is music for a smaller room, meaning a chamber rather as opposed to a concert hall. But the other connotation of chamber music is that one person plays one part. And that's how it is all night long. One person plays one part. There's one snare drummer, there's one marimba player, there's one xylophone player. And if there are more than one of those, then they're playing parts written for them individually. So the idea is, as a musician, that's a great way to grow, to learn to play music in a situation where if you're not there to play your part, if you don't play it perfectly, something's missing. The percussion ensemble is a chance to play chamber music for percussionists. And everything on stage all night long is going to be a percussion instrument. They don't improvise. And they don't, it's not a drum circle. It is everything they play is written, planned, rehearsed, taught, practiced in a practice room, and that's another thing to realize about it. It is just music for those particular instruments.
What type of selections can people expect to hear, and how did you go about choosing those selections for the upcoming concert?
Every program is, believe it or not, every program is structured according to the students who are there. I pull music out because those particular students, and sometimes that particular mix of students, needs to play a certain set of things to help them grow musically. And you know, and about a month before the program, I think, well, let's see, how can these things be structured, added to, maybe some things taken out to make a good program for an audience with an ascending emotional level through the program. You're going to hear every imaginable percussion instrument, some things that are very standard, like a drum or a cymbal. Then you're going to hear non-standard things, too, like a saw or a... some kind of a exotic rattle, hand drums, congas, various things to strike and shake and play on, some things that you, I'm certain, have never seen before. But everything is written for, and it's in the area of percussion literature for us.
Dr. Coulter is thrilled once again to announce that Chattanooga's own street drumming group, Funka Buckets, will be performing in the Fine Arts Center lobby before the concert. If you missed them last year, Dr. Coulter says do not miss them this time around.
If what we do is meant to be in the concert hall, it's very straight and straight-laced, and it happens, you know, on stage and all that, Funka Buckets is what drummers do when they want to play outside and when they just want to have fun. Funka Buckets is made up of four fantastic drummers, percussion players. Three of the four are actually alumni of my program, and the fourth is from another city who moved here to work as a medical professional who drums extremely well, and they are fantastic. They play on the street in the summer. They play on buckets. You turn a plastic bucket upside down, you drum on it. They improvise instruments. They play on things somebody else might throw away, and it is so much fun. They're going to play in the lobby of the Fine Arts Center before each performance. So maybe a half an hour or so before the performance, if you come into the Fine Arts Center and you're looking to get into the Beat Hunger performance and the doors aren't open yet, stand there and hear Funka Buck.
UTC's Percussion Ensemble's Beat Hunger Concert is scheduled for Sunday, November 24th and Monday, November 25th at 7:30 p.m. in the UTC's Roland Hayes Concert Hall. Admission to the concert is two non-perishable food items or a donation to the Chattanooga Community Kitchen. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.